Lowe's or Home Depot. Target's finished more on the inside, drop ceiling, tile, that sort of thing.
That's where the Class C comes in?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so. So that's going to be a little bit higher in appraised value per square foot. They have had some depreciation, pretty close to straight line.
But you're saying that you didn't, nothing changed except the rate increase, the index?
Correct.
That was a mandate from the state? Or how does that I don't know how that's done.
That's Susan's.
What's the commercial rate increase based on?
So it went from 2.35 to 2.4.
But when we sent the cards out to everybody, they were at 2.58 for commercial. And we brought it back to 2.4.
So it came down.
So it came down. So they don't know that probably.
Okay.
What's the overall?
So another, but nothing, it wasn't reassessed.
Correct.
No.
Okay. Good to know. All right, let's go. Since we don't have anybody here yet, let's go on to BOE 541. Is that a nightly rental? Is a Calvert's Express Real Estate Company?
541. It's value and discrimination.
What number?
But is it classification?
No.
No classification. BOE 541 is what I was looking at. But it looks like it's not a nightly rental, so let's... Mr. Ingram has indicated that he's in court, so I'm going to wait to call him back.
Okay. This is a residence on four and a half acres.
That's a residence. Okay. Let's see if we can find it, because Lowe's is due in here any minute.
Right.
Let's... looks like BOE 532 might be a nightly rental.
532.
Oh, and also, did we get the, what's his face back? We didn't get it back on here, the Table Rock Lodges. We didn't get him back on the docket today, did we? That was one I tabled from yesterday.
From Wednesday or
I
Tuesday?
I did. He corresponded with me by email. His lawyer gave him my email.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so I told him we would call him today. And yes, he just has the one, and he's looking for a nightly rental. But I don't have that on here.
I wasn't aware of it, but I can pull it up.
I think it was like one of the last things we did is table that one.
Okay.
But if you can give me that phone number, I'll call him. It's Eddie Long, I think is his name. All right, on BOE 532.
You called that one and left a message. And that's the one I just asked her to text to see if she can take us up.
That's 532?
That's okay. 532.
Yeah, okay. So Flowers Warehouse is
a lodge classification. They only have one.
Okay, but there's not. It is classification on
yes.
Flowers?
Yes.
Okay, so it might be that value would go away if we just, okay.
I don't think I saw value on that one. It's just classification.
On Flowers?
Yes.
Okay.
That's one of those Water Sound Way ones.
Yes, this is David Akers. I'm with the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we have you scheduled for this afternoon, but we're hoping we might be able to take you up a little early.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Does the LLC or any of the owners of the LLC own other nightly rental properties in Taney County?
No, sir.
Is this the only nightly rental property that you have?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know if you're familiar with what we've been doing, but on the first one, we would give you a break of 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed use. But any other properties that were acquired after that that would be put in a nightly rental program would be 100% commercial.
Okay.
With respect to this property on BOE 543, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. You get a decision within a couple of days, and we thank you for owning in Taney County.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you for taking us up early. Bye-bye.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye.
All right. There's another Branson Cove, BOE 546. Is this classification?
Yes.
Okay. That's a, that must be a very large lodge. They have other properties?
No.
Really? Usually these ones with a large one have several.
Mm-hmm. Just the one. Unless they have it in a different name.
Yes, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I know we have you on the docket for this afternoon, but would it be okay if we took you up early?
That's no problem. Let me get my door here. So.
Okay. All right, I've just got a couple questions for you. Is this property in a nightly rental program?
It is, yeah.
Okay. Does the LLC or the owners of the LLC own, have any other nightly rental properties in Taney County?
We do not.
Okay. What we've been doing on these, if you're not already familiar, is on the first one we'll give a break of 25% commercial, 75% residential. But any subsequent properties that are acquired by the LLC or the owners of the LLC that are put in a nightly rental program would be 100% commercial. You understand that?
Yep, understood.
Okay. If you're representing to us that this is the only property that you or the owners of the LLC have that's in a rental program in Taney County, then I'm going to go ahead and make a motion on BOE 546 that we classified as 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Motion passes. You'll get a decision within a few days, and thank you for owning in Taney County.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. Well, that's got to be vacant land.
Yeah, there's several of these, and that's how it is.
John Q.
Mm-hmm.
John.
So can you go back to the first part where it's number 541,
Calvert's
Express Real Estate?
Just a second.
We haven't called them yet. Calvert.
This is just a home, and... we have them valued at $618,290.
That's what we got.
And they went down 7.13% due to the index change. And we have a sales letter they signed that said they paid $813,000 for it in 2024. So I'm sure they paid $885,000 for it in total in 2024.
But they're saying their value is $513,290.
We, the structure value we have them down for is $513,290. The land value is $105,000 to bring them up to $618,290. They're wanting you just to
drop the land.
Yeah, you want to get rid of their land completely, and they have always been residential.
Okay, so you're not really sure what the appeal is about then.
I don't.
Yeah, so they went down.
All right, you want me to go ahead and call them? It's 541.
Sure.
There's an addition to this.
Hello?
Yes, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We know we've got you on the docket for this afternoon, but we were hoping we could take you up a little bit early. Is now a good time?
You need to talk to Gary, and he's in a meeting. Let me see if I can get him out here in a second. Hold on 1 second, okay?
Sure.
Okay, I just need to talk to Gary now. Okay. starting right here. He's coming out of the conference room with me. He's in. Here you go.
Hey, Gary, we appreciate you. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay, yeah, we appreciate you taking us up early. We just had a break. We want to try to give you a call. I think we're a little confused on this one because your value due to a rate decrease actually went down. So we were trying to figure out what you were appealing here on the house. Go ahead.
Well, here's the problem. The problem is based on the discrimination, based on the way that you're appealing, the way that you assess everyone else's taxes. So here's my problem, and this is the long and short of it, is I have a lot of properties, and I've had a lot of businesses, and I'll be honest, I've been paying a hellacious tax bill. I mean, my tax bill's been, as a whole, over $450,000 a year, and this taxing is just going astronomical everywhere. And so what I have been doing, and I've gotten more time on my hands now, is, you know, to deal with this situation. But the problem is based on your current, based on the way you're assessing everyone else's taxes, is much lower than my taxes. And that's my real problem, is that I don't think you're taxing everybody equally, and I think I'm being taxed. My tax is unfair because of the way you're taxing everybody else's property.
And Gary, I of course have the assessor here, so I'm going to let them respond. But I mean, just so you understand what we are, we're a citizen board that is set in place by the county commission on volunteer work. Believe it or not, we have been volunteered for this. Just look at the assessed appraised value, not assessed value, the appraised value, for one, to make sure that the assessor has not overvalued your property. And that's one thing, and I think that I don't believe, based, because I believe you sent something in indicating what you paid for the property. I don't think you're claiming that your property is overvalued, but you're making a claim that you think that it's being discriminated against compared to other properties.
That's exactly right.
Okay. And so I guess, you know, as a board, we would need to know what other properties you're referring to. In other words, if this was a comp, a situation where there's other people, I mean, we would need to know that information.
Do you have a copy of my appeal?
I've got go ahead. Yeah, I've got the file right here, but I'm not seeing any other documentation. Is there more documentation?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot more documentation that I sent in.
Okay, well, it's apparent that we somehow don't have that. So that's what we're we hate to do this, but we might have to would you be able to get that sent? I mean, you're on the docket for this afternoon. We can try to take this up again, but we really need to see what you're talking about to see if we think that there's a discrimination issue.
Sure.
Are these comparables?
Are they just comparables, so, like property sales? Is that what you got? Or
what I'm sent in is the top on the neighboring properties, the way that they're assessed, showing that mine's taxed at again. Well, there's two issues. One on the tax part of it. There's one thing that you guys are assessing it based on an 8,300 square feet. It's actually 6,300 square feet.
Well, that's definitely something we can get corrected, but yes.
Okay. And then the other issue is you guys are taxing it at $61 a foot based on the 8,300 square feet. All the neighboring properties you guys are taxing at $4,600 based on the average. It's $4,600. And believe me when I say, in this document, you'll see that I was pretty upfront on my information. I mean, I could have pulled, there was a property in there that $67, one $65.
Okay.
I could move those out to lower the appeal. But again, I expect to be reasonable in the same way I expect to be treated reasonably as well.
Understand.
And then that's one issue. The other issue is there that based on the land, I mean, we're talking about Big Cedar. You know, there's a lot of different areas. You got these areas like, you know, that have you got out these areas that they're taxed at on the land part of it. My